This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and my Twitter account, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account. You can also call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. That's three segments, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Furthermore, we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just for a couple minutes here. I want you to know that that resource is made available for all, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it's aimed at, as David prayed, Lord, my feet are in the miry clay. Take them out, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. That's exactly our aim in this ministry, and the objective is to win the day, because I believe that we can win the day. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is identifying God-sent prophets. Yesterday we got caught up in, on the topics that were taking place across the country, and there's plenty more to talk about today. But folks, for the sake of time, I want to stick to topic. Folks, it's enough to sit there and talk about what's going wrong, but it's even better to go back, friends, and actually put your feet upon the rock. And I always go there. That's why I always interject a word into every one of my conversations, that our conversation may be led by the Holy Ghost. You can also read Psalm 50 when you get a moment, and that our conversation becomes with the gospel of Jesus Christ in the book of Philippians. So that's why I'm always going there, is to put your feet upon the rock, to establish your goings, which only the Holy Ghost can do to those that obey Him. Amen? Cool. Folks, what we're going to be doing is, again, identifying God-sent prophets. And before we do that, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have this wacko, friends, Angela Merkel, this prime minister from Germany, friends. I mean, she's a sick, look at her. And when I'm saying that, you'll know that I'm not embellishing my statement, folks. She's not there. She carries the spirit of her predecessors, those that destroyed their country back in the 30s, and that were willing to destroy all the other countries while they were establishing the Third Reich, folks. She's on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, take a look at her. Angela Merkel, Muslim migrants don't bring Islamist terrorism to Germany. Listen to what she said. The Muslim migrants didn't bring Islamist terrorism to Germany. Well, then who did? They're all going off the same false, dangerous ideologies concerning the doctrine of the Quran. So what is she talking about? And again, folks, I'm not going to try to sit here and play the fool to my listeners, because, folks, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's diverting. She's stonewalling, folks, because she's playing the fool as she's giving her country. Folks, as a matter of fact, you can go online and watch her smack her flag down and say that Germany belongs belongs to Islam. And why wouldn't it when she's taken her orders from the White House, just like Francis? But again, Angela Merkel, by the way, the woman of the year, Time Life magazine just last year. Really? I mean, folks, again, you can't make this stuff up. But she said Muslim migrants didn't bring Islamist terrorism to Germany. Hey, folks, that's like saying a bunch of Christians didn't bring Christianity to America. And again, you have the revisionists and the atheists trying to attempt to get you to believe their stupidities and their foolishness. But the fact of the matter is that's the statement she's making. You know, the Muslim migrants, they didn't bring Islamist terrorism to Germany. Like in America, our forefathers, they weren't Christians. But, we have 78% of the Christians in this country now are the offspring of those, the seed of Abraham through our forefathers. But in the branch of righteousness that David established. But, that's just don't pay attention to the truth. Just pay attention to what I say here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Satan's America, folks. This will never be Satan's America. I want to set that record straight right now. The governor of the earth, everything belongs to him. Heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. Everything's created for his purposes. We never lose the day, regardless of circumstance. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obsession with Bible prophecy. The devil loves it. This is by Chuck Baldwin. Folks, do check it out. He's a smart guy. Go ahead and check it out again on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obsession with Bible prophecy. Isn't it interesting how these people that want to talk about Bible prophecy, they'll have conferences and they'll have another conference after conference after conference. And the whole time, folks, the world's going to hell in a handbasket and they're trying to figure out what Bible prophecy, what is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy? And folks, they've been doing this for thousands of years. They're still trying to figure out. But see, Jesus didn't command them to sit there and figure out Bible prophecy. He said it's for the Father to know. And the times are in his hand. Even the Son of Man doesn't know. I'm reading the book of Acts right now. Just finished Matthew. Just finished John. And these people, instead of keeping the commandments of the Lord and occupying, what are they doing? They're looking for Bible prophecies and keys so they can be the one to foretell what's coming down the road when Scripture already told us thousands of years ago. My objective here, friends, isn't to sit there and tell you how bad things are going to get. And look, I told you so. Look at the Word of God says, look at this. It's all going to hell in a handbasket and there's nothing you can do. My message is never there's nothing you can do. There's always something that you can do because Jesus commanded us that we should occupy till he comes. But these fools, they stand around in a circle at another conference, sit there, try to outdo each other because they have a little bit more head knowledge, not knowing that God speaks to the heart and not the head. And they're trying to figure out why? Because Scripture tells us the letter killeth, but the Spirit bringeth life. And we're called to be written epistles for all men to read. And if they'd get out there and do what God told them to do, then they would be illuminated by the Holy Ghost, who would teach them and guide them. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. But they have no idea where they're going next because they're not trusting in the Lord with all their heart. What they're doing is they're trying to trust their head, and they're having another conference as to who's right about Bible prophecy. How foolish can you be? Jesus said that's for the Father to know, and only him, concerning what these people obsess over. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Britain is now paying to be silenced. Wow. Britain is now being paid to be silenced. Hey, folks, did you see what's going on over in New Orleans? You see all this flooding taking place? Did you know that Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all the major outlets, not a one of them was giving them any coverage whatsoever until it got out on the net, and then all of a sudden they jumped over there and started to cover it? And of course, the president's out playing golf, right? America, wow.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want you to listen carefully before we start rocking the earmarks and identifying the earmarks of a prophet. And we got to understand, first and foremost, folks, that God appointed first the apostles, then the prophets, then the teachers, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Now, I'm going to take that and liken this over to a quote by MLK Jr. He said, "A man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't care what the masses say. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. Who's with me? Who's on my side? He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or in moments of convenience, but where he stands in moments of challenge and in moments of controversy." That is exactly right. Folks, I have a question for you. How many times have you found that the masses were right about an issue? How many times has history taught us that it's 1, 2, and 3 that have been right in the direction the world is going or a prospective nation was going? Masses, you'll find in history, for the most part, have been wrong time and time and time and time again. It's the 1 or 2 or 3 that points the finger, and they always point their finger back at the Christ and His Word, and they always point the finger back to the light of man to find out that He was true all along. And He is who He says He is. But how many times have you found in history where the masses have been right? Even going back to our own country, friends, you do need to keep in mind that less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies, along with 56 signers, and those bad boys called the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day, were used by God to establish who we are today. Furthermore, when you look in Scripture, even going to Gideon, Judges 6, It's funny how the Lord would break down numbers. Or even when King David numbered his army, he had to pay the consequence for doing that. Why? Because when we go to the book of 1 Corinthians, it tells us in the New Testament that no flesh should glory. That's why God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. See, we don't prevail through the arm of the flesh. We prevail by the favor of God and the strength of God. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. But again, going back, how many times have you found the masses to be right about an issue? What you'll find over and over and over again, friends, is the masses were the ones that were deceived. And I'm sure you've seen that famous picture of the sheep going against the flow. And all of a sudden, if you look at the whole picture, you kind of zoom it out a little bit, you'll see all the sheep going over the end of the cliff. But there was one that was going against the flow, trying to warn them to be careful not to go over the end of the cliff. And I've given you the analogy in the past, and I'll give it to you again. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they had these windy roads, and they noticed that on one particular curve, they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together soon enough, and they said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what they came up with? They came up with the fact that they wanted to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain, and that's exactly how you think because you fail to listen to the prophetic that points his finger. You fail to listen to the one that says, no, don't go with the masses, go the other direction. And that's why God always sent his prophets. And interestingly enough, just a couple days ago, we were talking about the earmarks of a prophet. And we were talking about how the church at large in America, how the American people at large, regardless of who you are, it doesn't matter what you call yourself. My father is still your daddy. He may be God to you, but he's daddy to me. But in saying that, friends, it's interesting. It doesn't matter what demographic or group of people that you are a part of. Because what you'll find is you'll always find that the masses are always going the wrong direction. And they will always find that when God comes about to point his finger to say, hey, listen, this is the direction you need to go, that's exactly why he would send his prophets, to turn a nation back. That's what the prophet asked Jonah when he went to Nineveh. It was always to point the finger back and say, hey, listen, turn around, go the other way. It reminds me of Amos. When Amos, in the book of Amos, it tells us that they hated him that rebuked in the gate, when in fact the church, America, should be judging itself. And if she would do that, I'll tell you what, she would do a roundabout. Matter of fact, it was Peter that was preaching to the masses when he said, turn, repent. That means to turn around, go away. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose of going back to what I originally asked you. Where do you find the masses? Where do you find... Hey, let's take it again over to the media. I'm getting sick and tired of using this as an analogy, but it's a great analogy. Why is it that the state-controlled narrative, why is it from Fox all the way to MSNBC, why are they constantly talking about the same topics? Outside of the fact that they're bought and paid for, why is it that the groups of people, the left and the right, if again you believe in that paradigm, why is it that they believe what they say they don't believe? When in fact they know that they're being lied to, regardless if it's coming from Fox News or MSNBC, they're promulgating and they're pushing the same agenda together. A case in point, I was just on the way back from picking some things up, and I turned on the radio, and the only radio station I have, and I haven't listened to it in weeks, and there's a reason for that, because I can stomach Fox News for about 5 minutes before I'm sickened. But it's interesting, they were talking about what was going on, the flooding that was going on out in New Orleans right now, and how President Barack Hussein Obama is out there golfing when he should be over there with the people. And they had an attorney general from that particular state on air with the Fox useful idiot. And the useful idiot, the news anchor, asked the woman that was in New Orleans, you know, what's your take on what's going on here? She said, this is pathetic. The President of the United States of America is out there golfing when how many people are dead? Caskets are floating up and down the waters. 50,000 people and more are now homeless. Their homes are underwater, and the President of the United States is golfing. The useful idiot comes in and starts to defend Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he can't be everywhere at one time. And it's folks, that's not fair and balanced. A little common sense comes into play. And when you go again back to the state-controlled narrative, they're all pushing the same direction regardless of what side of the paradigm you're on, friends. Regardless. Pay attention to what they're doing and pay attention to what they're not doing. Pay attention to what they're saying and pay attention to what they're not saying. They're all pushing the same direction because they all have the same master. And they're pushing the masses the wrong direction. And that's why it's so important to listen to the prophetic. The apostolic and the prophetic and the teacher. Okay? Now, I want to say one more thing before we start rocking this, because I know people in this country, and we've hit this a gazillion times. I mean, it gets to the point where I have to say things over and over. It gets to the point of just being absolutely ridiculous at times. But it's interesting how the church in America has softened down the image of Christ. I've shared with you so many times that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisee. He spoke as one having power and authority. Different scripture references that I'm giving you right now, folks. It's interesting that the American people have an effeminate version of who Jesus Christ is, when in fact the opposite is true. A couple days ago we were asking the American people, what is your image of Christ? And you know what? That's a great question. America, 53 countries, what is your image of Christ? Who is he to you? 1-866-582-9933. But the apostles were asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? And I shared, friends, their response scripturally. Well, some say you're Elijah. Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel calling down the fire? And the false prophets were slain. Remember that? And the hypocrites were exposed for who they were, and many lost their lives. Some say that you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Remember John the Baptist pointing out King Herod for all of his evils? Right? Some say that you're one like Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1, what does it talk about? How he tears down and builds up again. Wow! The weeping prophet, we're told. The weeping prophet. Notice the label that the American church puts on the prophet. Yeah. But look at the power and the authority that he walked in. It shows you the bigness of who his Father is and who his God is through the Holy Ghost. And then they said, well, some say that you're one of the old prophets. Really? Well, when you begin to identify the old prophets, what were they like? I mean, if you look at Hosea 6:5, it says, therefore I've hewed them by the prophets, I've hewed them. I've slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Folks, I know people in this country, especially in the professed church, I totally get it. They want an effeminate version of Jesus because they have created a God to suit their own sin, and they don't want anybody to wreck their imaginary God that doesn't exist. You know what? Too bad. Ain't asking for permission today to destroy your false God because he doesn't exist. Jesus Christ is not effeminate, and furthermore, he's not on that cross. He is risen forevermore, and he sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. But again, let's just look at the characteristics. Hosea 6:5, therefore I have hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. And just think about this, friends. And I know that this doesn't fit some of these pigeons out here who love to pick scriptures like pigeons pick peas, you know, picking and choosing as to which ones they want. But if you think about Jeremiah 23:29, it tells us that, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Oh my goodness, friends, we're going to start rocking this boat. Be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, identifying God-sent prophets. And by the way, this is exactly what you need on the scene today, America, to point the American people the other direction. And it starts within the church. Again, remember, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Well, you can see that in America today. They have failed to keep the commandments of God because it shows you their lack of love, therefore a lack of fruit in union with Christ. John 15, on the contrary, as well as Matthew 5:17. You know, if, as a matter of fact, one of the things that needs to be said here before, again, I start rocking this, is if one of the apostles or prophets of old was to walk into a church today in America, you would see the church empty itself rather quickly, because they would say, that's not my Jesus. And they would look at him and say, well, Jesus, you know, in America they have this idea that Jesus has got, you know, these little pink booties on and he's smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay, when in fact the opposite again is true, because his message was and is, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It reminds me of what Dr. Ben Franklin said. You all know who he is, right? He was one of the architects of the Declaration of Independence, as was he a signer. He said, "He who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world." See, in America, they don't want primitive Christianity. They want the figment of their imagination that they call Christianity. One that uses the grace of God as an occasion of the flesh. One that has a false covering that where they can add sin to sin. Galatians 5 and Isaiah 30. And they damn themselves and they wonder why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. See, they don't want primitive Christianity. They like things the way they are. And they may complain about them, but you'll see it go no further than them complaining about what the problem is. They'll leave someone else to actually labor to bring forth the answers. They'll just complain about the problem is what these people do. They're hypocrites. And as I've said so many times, friends, they're worthless. They're completely worthless in so many different ways. Matter of fact, they'll be the first ones to sit there and ridicule your work when you do show the world your faith by your works. Just ask me, I can tell you. Martin Luther said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest." Is that what you hear today from the church in America? I mean, you're looking at a church in America today, friends, that won't even preach out against abortion. They have no idea what Protestant means. I mean, folks, these are the ones that are complicit with the crimes of the abominable lifestyles of the homosexuals because they fail to preach out against their sins. They don't protest. They're accomplices to the crime. And they're setting themselves up. But again, friends, you know, in America, they have so softened down his image. And I want to tell you what, the Spirit of God will not be straightened. He's going to have his way one way or another so you can understand it. And by the way, you're going to find out who he is in his judgment, which is going to counter your idea of an effeminate pansy that you have in your mind called Jesus Christ, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Matter of fact, hip-hop artist, here's a worldling for you, friends. Hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King Jr. after he was murdered, he said, "I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King and the millennium, that there's this year-by-year softening of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to the physical level if need be." Do you see that today? Nope. Men walk over the graves of the living professed Christians today. And I want to tell you about them living professed Christians that you can walk over them as dead men 6 feet under the ground and you don't know it. In other words, what Jesus is doing is saying they're worthless. They have no spiritual life whatsoever. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. They say and they do not. Yep, I see it. Yep, I got it. Yep. Totally get it. They're all over the place. Yep, they're worthless. Yep, I know. They're more of a pain in the backside than they are in anything else in so many different ways. Yep, they think they have the answers, but they never produce the answers, do they? No, because they're not working with the Spirit of God. Folks, in the light of Scripture, it is relatively simple to see how biblically illiterate people are in the American church when it comes to identifying a biblical prophet. Read again Jeremiah 23:21. "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" People love to make the claim that God is not changed and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is true, Hebrews 13:8. However, the prophets, when it comes to his prophets, speaking of God's, they fail to remember that the prophets that God sends are sent to slay sin by the power of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment with the message of repentance towards God, right? Acts. And also going over to Matthew 3:2, and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21 is what I was going to say, and reconciliation, Jeremiah 6:16. Go back to the old pass. Their message is not a message that plays with or overlooks their transgressions towards God. See, because God hasn't changed, and neither have the characteristics, attributes, and actions of his prophets today. Again, remember what Hosea said. The earmarks of a prophet were identifying a prophet. "Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgments are as the light that goeth forth." Read Isaiah 56, read Psalm 97, read Psalm 89. Folks, read Jeremiah 9:24. You want to talk about knowing who God is? So let me show you what the picture of a prophet is to help you make distinction from the false who aid in making war against God and his genuine prophets, Micah 3:5. Folks, they prophesy out of their own wicked imaginations. They prophesy out of their own hearts. I've seen this time and time again. It's like, oh my gosh, dude, you're bringing condemnation on yourself. Don't sit there. Folks, let me just bring you to some experiences. I remember one time we were in a church. It was an Assemblies of God church. This is about 10 years ago. And we were inside of the church, right? Now, we're under attack by the homosexuals. Four generations of babies being murdered in the womb. This, that, and the other thing. You know, legal indoctrination concerning their kids. Corruption in government to the top, folks. I mean, the cup of iniquity is filled here in this country, friends. Let me tell you, right? And then all of a sudden, this guy in the back stands up and he says, "Oh, my children, I love you, my children. Oh, my children, it's time for you to stand up and walk in the joy of the Lord. Forget the cross, Hebrews 12, but I want you to walk in the joy of the Lord. Forget the moral law of God. Forget the testimonies of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of prophecy, but just walk in my joy." Joy, walking, you want us to walk in the joy of the Lord without our cross, without the Holy Ghost, you want us to be comforted. You're talking about God loving on his children when in America he's angry with America for what they tolerate, and to say otherwise is disingenuous, and furthermore, you have to be seriously biblically illiterate or you can't read whatsoever, because a little common sense comes into play to say God is not happy with a country that has been bestowed upon by his son through his sacrifice concerning the grace that has been shed abroad on us. And he's happy with us and he wants us to walk in the joy of the Lord. That belongs to those that bear the cross, the joy of the Lord is, not to those that are without. And further, keep in mind, I was right in the middle of doing 360 public high schools across the country, and it was the professed church in America that failed their responsibility concerning their community high schools and their elementary schools while they're being illegally indoctrinated through evolution. And yet, he's standing up and prophesying that we need to be joyful about what's going on. We need to be joyful about the 3,000 babies that were murdered that day. We need to walk in the joy of the Lord and don't bring forth the commandments of God. And the last thing you want to do is tell them that they're responsible for what they leave undone. No, the Lord wants us to walk in the joy of the Lord. Folks, that's scary stuff. And that's the kind of stuff you see across the boards, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota, on a daily basis. And there are some people in this country that have convinced themselves, that have put both of their fingers on both of their eyeballs and covered both of their ears with both feet as they stick everything in their mouth, because, folks, they don't want to see the truth, because if they see it, then they're going to have to respond to it. And they don't want to respond to it. They don't want to respond to it. And that's why, America, you're in trouble. Because you don't want to respond to it. You want someone else to do it for you. When I was talking about that interview a little bit ago concerning the useful idiots over at Fox, and there's no difference between them and any other network, it was interesting, this lady that said that the president should be here because the people elected him. He shouldn't be golfing right now. She began to talk about him as if he was some sort of king. He needs to be here with the people. He needs to embrace the people. He needs to cry with the people. Really? A foreign agent that's out to destroy your country? You want to still believe that he is the president of the United States and he's legitimate? Are you really that ignorant? I mean, she was talking about him like he was God. She was talking about him like he was Jesus, as if he was some sort of monarchy that sits on a throne, as some sort of king that needs to be there and embraces all of his people. We have no king but King Jesus, folks. He represents we, the people. He upholds the law. He is not our God. He's not our God. And then we're talking about how Donald Trump is doing what the president is doing. Good for Donald. Good for Mike. Good for those guys. Is it the right thing to do? Absolutely. But the fleshly affection and the attachment that people in this country have to a corrupt government is scary. And it's second to none when it should be a warning and an alarm to wake you up, America, as to what people are willing to overlook concerning not only the temporal, but also the eternal. Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know, it's interesting that when you hear these prophetic people, and it's interesting how these group of fools, the biblically illiterate, will stand around these guys and, oh, praise be. Oh, give us the joy, Lord. Oh, thank you for your mercy and your love to a disobedient, rebellious people. Thank you, Lord God. Wait a second. That's not what the word says. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor be faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives. Wow, it's funny how you hear all these modern day jokers countering scripture. Oh, there's no reproof, there's no correction, there's no instructions. No, it's false love, it's false grace, and it's false mercy. Mercy upon this nation is God dropping his judgments upon a disobedient people to preserve the innocent. That's mercy. When a man commits a crime and he stands before judges or a judge, it's not a mercy given to that man to overlook his crimes. It's a mercy to the people at large that that man is judged for his crimes. Think, America, think. But if you be without chastisement, whereof are all partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For verily a few days chasing us after their own pleasure, but he, God, the Father, for our profit, that we might be partakers of holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Follow peace with all men. Oh, and holiness, without no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Wow, let's put it into perspective, shall we? Boy, I love that truth. You know, the law tells me how crooked I am. Grace comes in and straightens me out. Praise God for that. Ephesians 2:8. Here's the sign of a false prophet. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and depart from lawlessness and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams that understands not the cross nor the power of God unto salvation, the Bible tells you you're supposed to put him to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall put away the evil from the midst of you. Hey friends, let's get this straight. The Bible doesn't give us suggestions. The Lord gives us commandments. I'm not listening to this anymore. It's my own damnation. No, I'm not going to have any of this. Who's the Lord to tell me what I'm supposed to do? That's exactly right. Then forth, what comes? Idolatry. A violation of the second commandment, where it tells us that thou shalt not make unto thyself a graven image, nor bow thyself to serve it. In other words, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, killing, and cheating. Right? Your God does not exist. Just want to set the record straight for you. Enjoy that one for the day, because that is the word of God. And if it condemns you, listen, the condemnation belongs to those that don't believe, not to those that do believe. Because there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And I feel that I'm supposed to say a couple things here, friends. For those that are content, I want to tell you something. You're the people I'm talking to. For those that are content with where you're at, with Jesus that you've created in your own image, I want to tell you something. You have not the Spirit of God. Well, the Bible tells us we're to be content in all things. Yet put it into perspective. Because again, keep in mind, the Holy Ghost doesn't comfort a man that's in known sin. He comes to comfort. And by the way, when you look up comfort in Old English, I remember going to a Bible museum on the East Coast, and it was a picture of a king prodding his soldiers in the back with a sword. And it said, comforting his soldiers. Yep, don't forget, friends, that we are called to be soldiers of the cross. And I know that's foreign to many in this country, but you're about to understand what it really means in the days ahead. You can rest assured what I'm telling you, folks, is on its way. So the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. In other words, keep in mind, God can make nothing out of you until you become nothing. Right? Psalm 51:17, Isaiah 66:2. The prophet of the Lord are aware of both experiences. They are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. See, the prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those who are out of line, Proverbs 6:23. And by the way, friends, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. They can't stand what corrects them. They can't stand what reproves them. But when you look at big companies, folks, like I shared the other day, it's interesting how big corporations, they'll hire troubleshooters to come in and tell them what's wrong with their company so they can get the rocks out of the way so the stream can flow in a broader degree, but not in the professed church in America. No, sir. His unpopular, he is, because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality, Matthew 7:14, in a day of faceless politicians and voiceless whores and hirelings. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, he almost always been that of recovery. Exactly. Jeremiah 6:16. And by the way, I want to throw this in there. I've been on the radio for 15 years. We were in Minneapolis for 13 years alone. We had the number one radio show. We were just on during the weekends. I have yet to anybody, have anybody call in and contend with what I'm telling you right now. Why is that? I want to tell you why. Because they're biblically illiterate. Or they absolutely are biblically literate. And they love the Word of God going forth the way that I do, which means we're on the same side. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. It is. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity, John 7:7. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile towards sin. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind, John 14:6. He lives in the heights of God and with God and comes into the valley with a thus saith the Lord, Psalm 15, as it is written. The sure word of prophecy. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment, he lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else, Amos 4:12. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow, Matthew 23:30-31. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he's dead, read John 16. He is dishonored with epithets, with breathing and when breathing, and honored with epitaphs when dead. Yep, that's exactly right. He is against the establishment in ministry, 1 Kings 18:40. Then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those that listen, John 6:35, 1 Kings 22. He walks before men for days, but walked before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano. His words are as fire, Jeremiah 23:29. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth among heretics while he's lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, 1 Kings 19:9, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He is passion, purpose, pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.